standing meditations. Along with sitting, lying down, and walking, standing is one of the four classical postures for meditation. In standing meditation, it is helpful to take our cues from trees because trees really know how to stand in one place for a very long time. Yet they manage to be in the timeless present the whole time, however young or old they may be. So sometimes it can be helpful to just stand next to a favorite tree for a period of time and practice standing outside of time, hearing what the tree hears, experiencing the light the tree is experiencing, feeling the air the tree is feeling, standing on the soil the tree is standing on, inhabiting the moment the tree is inhabiting, and inhabiting, and inhabiting. As with all meditation practices, it helps to do this for longer than your first impulse to quit, to extend your standing out beyond the present limit of your patience, if just a little bit. It also helps, of course, if you're fully in your body, and perhaps imagining, if not feeling, that your feet are rooted in the ground and that your head is elevated with a sense of grace and ease toward the heavens, because between heaven and earth lies the domain in which the human unfolds. This kind of standing is a conscious embodiment of standing in the midst of your own life and of taking a stand in your life. Your bearing, the carriage of your body, how evenly your weight is distributed on your feet, how you hold your head and how you hold your arms and your palms, even how long you're willing to remain, are all part of this huge gesture of mindfulness in the standing posture. So an awareness of these elements is useful. Of course, you stand however you can, but it is helpful to hold the intention to align yourself with the central vertical axis of your very being. In other words, to stand with dignity. Such a bearing tends to clear and calm the mind and allow it to be more spacious and less contracted and congested. And to this posture, you can then bring or allow to unfurl a spacious awareness of the nowscape, including all the particular sensescapes and the mindscape of the present moment. Then you give yourself over to simply being with what is, with whatever subset of the scaffolding feels appropriate to you in this moment, including no scaffolding whatsoever, just this moment standing here, nothing more, being the knowing that already is. This is choiceless awareness in the standing posture, a choiceless awareness that includes and subsumes the carriage of the body standing, breathing, hearing, seeing, touching, feeling, sensing, smelling, tasting, and knowing itself. You are not going anywhere. You are planted here, standing still, in Kabir's words, standing firm in that which you are. You can practice standing meditation waiting for elevators and while riding them, while waiting for buses and trains and for people you have arranged to meet at some appointed hour in some public place where it is not convenient to sit down. Or you can practice anywhere, not waiting for anybody or anything, just standing for its own sake, not fidgeting, not moving much, a human being standing in his or her life, just being, just standing, just being alive. Walking meditations. Walking meditation is another door into the same room as sitting, lying down, or standing meditation. The spirit and the orientation are the same, the scaffolding slightly different because we're moving. But, and this is a big difference with regular walking, you're not actually going anywhere. Formal walking meditation is not about getting around on foot. Instead, you're being with each step, fully here where you actually are. You're not trying to get anywhere, even to the next step. There is no arriving other than continually arriving in the present moment. Since you are not going anywhere, it's best to minimize opportunities for self-distraction by walking slowly back and forth in a lane, over and over again. The lane doesn't have to be long. 10 paces one way, 10 paces the other way would be fine. You keep your eyes soft and the gaze out in front of you. You do not have to look at your feet. They mysteriously know where they are, and awareness can inhabit them and be in touch with every aspect of the step cycle, moment by moment by moment, as well as with the whole of the body, walking and breathing. Walking meditation can be practiced at any number of different speeds, and that gives it a lot of applications in daily living. In fact, we can easily go from mindful walking to mindful running, a wonderful practice in its own right. There, of course, we abandon the lane, as we can certainly do for long-distance and faster formal walks. But when we introduce formal mindful walking in MBSR, it is done extremely slowly to damp down on our impulse to move quickly, as well as to refine our intimacy with the sensory dimensions of the experience of walking and how they're connected with the whole of the body walking and with the breath, to say nothing about having a better sense of what is going on in the mind. We begin by standing and bringing awareness to the body as a whole, standing at one end of the lane you have chosen for yourself. The field of awareness can include the entire nowscape. At a certain point, again, quite mysteriously, we become aware of an impulse in the mind to initiate the process of walking by lifting one foot. So we become aware of the lifting, but not before we have let the impulse to lift the foot register. Beginning with lifting just one heel, we then bring awareness to moving that foot and leg forward, and then to the placing of the foot on the ground, usually first with the heel. As the whole of this now forward foot comes down on the floor or ground, we note the shifting of the weight from the back foot through to the forward foot, and then we note the lifting of the back foot, heel first and later the rest of it, as the weight of the body comes fully onto the forward foot, and the cycle continues, moving, placing, shifting, lifting, moving, placing, shifting, lifting, moving, placing, shifting.